Long Island's premier retirement show. It's All About Retirement is on the air. It's All About Retirement is brought to you by Craig James Financial Services. Craig James Financial Services can help create a plan for you to meet and maintain the retirement reality you're looking for. No matter how old you are, you need a plan now so you have a financially fit future for you and your loved ones. Craig James Financial Services isn't owned by any bank or insurance company, so they work for you and you alone. Craig James Financial Services, 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville, will meet with you one-on-one. Give them a call at 631-208-8600. Let Craig Ferrantino and Craig James Financial Services help you make those golden years golden. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through Next Financial Group. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group.
Hello, this is Craig Ferrantino, President and Certified Wealth Strategist of the firm Craig James Financial Services based in Melville. And I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And our topic today is going to be, towards the end of the line here, but it's also something that's ongoing. And it's not hunting season, but it's IRA season. And we'll talk about individual retirement accounts and why they're important to you. And that we're coming up against some deadlines, at least for 2015, and then what it means for you for 2016. So stay tuned. We got a lot going on. The Department of Labor, before we get onto our topic, talked about some very interesting things. They're changing the way people in the retirement industry represent themselves, and they talked about a fiduciary responsibility and things like that. And I want to let you know, I was like, so a reporter called me this week and said, you know, what are your thoughts about these new Department of Labor rulings? And I said, well, you know, they were saying that advisors, investment professionals, need to act in the best interest of their clients. And so the reporter's writing that. So what does best interest mean? And what was the old standard and things like that? And it was a lot to explain. And they just kept asking. I said, you know what? Don't quote me for this one, because we've always acted in the best interest of our clients. I don't know how they have to have a ruling that says that when people come in, you assume that people are acting in your best interest. And some of them, of course, some aren't. If you go to an attorney, you'd like to believe that they act in your best interest. You go to an accountant, you'd like to believe they act in your best interest. I was just in the doctor's office. I would hope that if they're recommending a test or something, that they're acting in the best interest of me, and not because they could generate a fee for that test or that, you know, that lab work. You'd like to believe that. A dentist, they want an x-ray of your teeth, and we want to do a full bite wing x-ray. We want to go around the whole head. That's going to cost extra. I would hope that that's recommended in the best interest. Of course, a lot of these professions are running businesses, but I didn't think what all the brouhaha was about. I was like, we always act in our best interest of our clients. And so I just wanted to get that out there, because that's a big thing that's huge. And the industry in that area is certainly looking at that. And it's going to affect all the advisors and stockbrokers on Long Island. So that being said, today we're talking about the individual retirement account. Have you made an IRA contribution? And if not, why not? So let's talk about the IRA, what it is. Let's demystify it a little bit again and say why it's important.
So basically, and Craig, you brought up a couple good things that as I'm sitting here, I'm listening about that Department of Labor thing. So before we get into IRAs, you're bringing up how, you know, we've always acted in the best interest of our clients. If you're listening and you're not sure if your advisor or your
stockbroker
is working in your best interest, don't you deserve that? It's your money. Don't you deserve the chance to make sure? Give our office a call, 631-393-2888, because it takes even 15 minutes of a phone call or a consultation in the office. I cannot tell you how many people sit down and after the meeting, you know, I never thought of doing that, or my advisor never brought that up to me.
Right.
Yeah. Why? Why isn't it being brought up? Or why did you buy that product? Or why did, you don't know the answers to these questions, we're in an environment, and we're talking about doctor's offices and bills. I just got 4 bills in the mail from blood work that I got as part of an annual exam.
Oh, no.
Why did they run 8 different types of blood work when I only need one thing tested? What? No one asked me, can I run all these tests? No, it's done, and then I get a bill. In our environment, especially at Craig James Financial financial services, we go through a disclosure process. We make sure everything is very clear and transparent to you prior to doing. You can't just buy something without saying yes or no.
If you're just joining us, by the way, we're halfway through the first quarter, your first part of it. It's Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. I'm with Jenna Hudson, my VP of marketing. Our office is at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. We're on the web at longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, and we're also on Stitcher and iTunes and all this good stuff. So you certainly could search us out. Craig Ferrantino is our name. Even just Google that. Unfortunately, there might be a picture of me as well.
Or a video, an article. Yeah, a bit of,
or me on TV or something. Irrespective. That's the type of thing. I founded Craig James Financial Services 8 years ago because I felt there was a need to give independent, objective advice. We're not owned by any bank. We're not owned by any insurance company. So when you talk to me, and this is it. There's nobody standing over me saying, sell this, do that. Make sure everybody you're working with. Because I am the person. You know, I am this is my firm. And we needed, at the time particularly, that it needed to be independent, objective financial advice. And even today, it's more important than ever to have that. And so if you're not getting independent, objective financial advice, or if you want a second opinion on investments that you have or strategies that you have or IRAs or 401ks, feel free to give us a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. All right, so let's talk about IRAs. If you're listening to the show, you've heard us talk about individual retirement accounts before. If you're, the government allows you to put out some money from your earnings, and you could defer it into something called an individual retirement account. And if you're under 50, you could put $5,500. And if you're over 50, you could put $6,500. And that's for the fiscal year 2015 or 2016, depending on when you do it. Why would you do that? Well, first of it was that, hey, we can get a deduction. So depending on your salary, it could be deductible on your income. So if you remember in my early college years, we filled out a 1040 EZ, and it was like a one pager. And you kind of said, okay, what you earn, you know, wages, salaries, and tips. And then a couple of lines down, it said, did you take an IRA? And then you would go to this little booklet that kind of said, you know, if you could deduct the IRA. And so let's say you made $30,000, you put in $5,000, and then your net taxable income would be $25,000. And that's how it works. So it actually saved you money on taxes. And the idea is that later in life, when you take the money out, that's when you'll get taxed.
But let me guess, you're listening and you're saying, I went to my accountant, I filed my taxes already. He told me I make too much, so I can't put any money into the IRA. That happens, and we hear that all too often.
All the time.
Yeah. Because an accountant's saying, not that you cannot put it into an IRA, but that you cannot deduct it. Those are two different things.
Right. You could always put in money if you have an earned income into an IRA. If you have an earned income, you could put money into an IRA. And if you have, you know, again, this is the type of thing we could help you with. The contribution you put into an IRA can then grow each year. This is the good part. And you will not get a 1099 until the money is taken out from your IRA account. So you could have that money taken out pre-tax out of your salary. And then many, many years later, when you take the money out, or it could be shorter, even if you were going to do something else with it, you could certainly have that option of taking the money out, let's say pay for college. Now, there's a 10% penalty prior to age 59 and a half if you take the money out. But after age 59 and a half, you could take out that money without a 10% penalty, which is great. So it's a retirement vehicle. We used it. It gave you a little bit of a tax break in your earlier years. And if it grows, anything that you put in there grows tax deferred until you take the money out. So that's the basic individual retirement account in a nutshell. The one thing we won't go into is whether it's deductible or not. That's subject to IRS salary limits. A married couple is a deductible for one thing, and if individual filing, you know, all that. There's some different numbers there, so I don't want to get you bogged down in numbers, but it's just a way for you to save for retirement. Now, why do I save for retirement? Why would I need to do this? Well, it's nice to know that you have some money that won't be taxable for many, many years, that will be tax deferred for many, many years, and in some instances, tax free. Now, if this, you know, this, not to make a case, right, this is an important tool that we have in your retirement. You know, we all want to go home one day and know that the bills are paid, and we want to go home one day and know that we don't have to work anymore. And I love those calls. I got a call just, even yesterday. I'm thinking of retiring, but can I do it? There's such an insecurity. And we talked about that last week. It's such an insecurity. Yeah. We're, you know, having an IRA, particularly early in life, for many, many years of tax-deferred growth will help you with the insecurity. Well, after the break, we have so much more to talk about on IRAs. There's a partner that you have, and there's a partner on your IRA, and we're going to talk about how to get rid of that partner. Because, you know, when you're running a business together and you're making money together and you have a partner, and is there some way in the world, some time in your life, maybe you say, you know what? I don't want to have a partner. I want to get rid of that partner. What can I do to get rid of that partner? You know, businesses would be much more profitable if I didn't have to pay a partner off. So after the break, we're going to talk about more about an IRA and how to get rid of a partner. Stay tuned.
And now, back to It's All About Retirement with your host, President of Craig James Financial Services, Craig Ferrantino.
Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino again at Craig James Financial Services, and I'm with my co-host,
Jenna Hudson, Vice President of Marketing at Craig James Financial Services.
And we're having so much fun here in the studio, we can't tell you. It's just unbelievable what's going on. Well, today we're talking about individual retirement accounts, IRAs or IRAs. And, you know, it's funny, we looked at the contribution. And before the break, I talked about that we could, if you're under 50, you could put $5,500 away. And then over 50, you could put $6,500 away. And that's all exciting. But here's the funny thing. For many, many years when the IRAs came out, I think it was $2,000. And from the time that I was in high school, you could have an IRA and have put in $2,000. And it was like that for many, many, many years. I remember it was like 15, 20 years. It was like, maybe not that long, but it was a long time. And then they started increasing the amount that you put away. Because after a while, $2,000 didn't mean a lot. I guess back in the 70s or whenever it was, $2,000 meant something. But they started to increase the limits. And I know under the second Bush administration, you know, George W. Bush, they started changing some of these numbers and really starting to jack them up. So it was more realistic to what people could do to actually save in a useful way for retirement. So it's so long that it's really, you know, and you want to say, well, $5,500, still not that much, Craig, you know, and that's probably true, you know, but it's a lot better than it was several years ago when it was $2,000. So very, very big difference.
And now we're stuck because they're not changing it again for 2016. So if you're sitting here and you're thinking, okay, the deadline for making a 2015 IRA contribution is Monday. So if you're sitting there and you haven't done it, most likely you're not going to make the deadline. But that doesn't mean that you don't make the deadline for 2016.
I want to know, so why didn't you? You know, that would be the question. Maybe you were advised not to, or maybe your stockbroker didn't tell you to do it. And so we would want you to get a second opinion and give us a call, because obviously, if you're listening to our radio shows on a regular basis, we have a different take on things. We have a different take on life. And we built a different company. We're not, again, not owned by an insurance company or a bank. And so we could kind of tell you like it is. And so, and we could give you reasons for it, a very, very good reason as to why you may need an IRA and why it's worth that little extra effort to put that together. Even if you have money elsewhere and even if you have money in a 401k, you could still contribute to
it. It's more comprehensive and it's more family-like. So we have clients calling us all. We schedule phone calls because you're considering a career change. You know, you're offered three different jobs and you want to, sometimes these big decisions later on in life or even early in life, especially if they have to do with how much you're going to bring taking home to your family every day, what kind of retirement comp you're going to get from it. Those are big decisions. And sometimes you need an outside perspective because, again, we were quoted in an article a long time ago, and it should be something that they bring up every year. But it's planning without emotion. When you bring emotion into things, sometimes you don't make the decisions that are necessarily best for you and your future, and especially when it comes to money.
Right.
So that's something that we offer, and we make sure that we go over with clients that come into the office. You're not just working with someone. You know, the old term used to be there are stockbrokers out there. You know, hopefully if you're working with one, you're happy, but you know, you don't want to be pushed product every time you make a phone call or you do something. A lot of Craig's conversations and my conversations with clients have to do with your everyday life and things that can really enhance. When was the last time you ran a credit report? When you ask clients that, they're like, "What? I didn't even know I could run one for free."
Yep.
Why? When do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Things that a lot of people are not,
or they don't want to face it. They get to the point where they, you know, they're overwhelmed with just the day-to-day work. They're making money, which is great, but they're just overwhelmed with a lot of things. And so they need somebody on the outside to kind of put it all in perspective for them, that their working has a meaning, has a value, and all the things that they're doing is going to, if they make some small changes now, it'll help big time in the future. If you're just joining us, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. Our office is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208 in Melville. Our number is 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you're not sure about any of this, or if this is something that rings a bell with you, the hardest part is for you to get there and pick up the phone. Give us a call, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. The best part of what we do is helping people. And everybody that we've helped retire, that we've, you know, have retired much, much more comfortably, have gotten through a lot of things. And not only they feel good financially, they had money, but they also felt good as people. We have people after they retired. It's like, wow, your color came back and, you know, you're more active. Oh, yeah, I can't. This is like the best thing that ever happened to me. And you're helping them with the finances, but it's only part of the whole equation. We need to keep them alive for many years. You know, you want to work on financial health can add so much stress to your life and to your retirement. And if you feel that stress, if you feel it inside, you need to give us a call, 631-393-2888. Maybe you're not getting the right advice, or maybe people are focused on other things that you're dealing with. We want to let you know that we put your interest first. And it's so important. That's how we built Craig James Financial Services. And that's what we do here. So in the first half of the show, I talked about you have a partner when you have an IRA. There's a partner on your account. And you put money in. Let's say you put $5,000 in 1 year, another $5,000, another $5,000. Let's say 4 years, you have $20,000. It starts to grow, and maybe it's $24,000, $23,000 with the growth. And you're sitting there, you're like, "Oh yeah, this is great. I'm close to retiring." And at 59 and a half, you could take that money out, but you got to pay taxes on it. So in an IRA, when you're in the retirement age band, 59 and a half, if you don't take it out by 70 and a half, they're going to require that you take some money out. But you still have this partner, and this partner's been there ever since you put money away. And the key is, you got to buy out your partner. And if you buy out your partner, you'll never have to share the proceeds with anybody else for the rest of your life. And that's a great retirement. You have money, it grew. You say, "Look, okay, I like this business. I like what I'm doing. I'm making money. I have a partner over here, and that partner is the government. And they're going to look for you, and they're going to look and say, you know, oh, good, I can't wait. There's so many, I can't tell you how many billions of dollars are sitting in these retirement type accounts, and the partner is waiting to take that money, waiting for you to take the money out so they get their piece. And we want to get rid of that partner. And so if that's important to you, you want to get rid of your partner, I strongly recommend it. But I mean, everybody's in a different situation, but it's a type of thing that's got to be on a case-by-case basis. But if there's a way to get rid of your partner, I would certainly recommend that, because then you'll have a tax-free retirement and you won't have any money that you make in there. It's real money. That's your money. I'll give you an example. Someone has $1 million in a 401k, and I'll look at it and I say, "Well, that's, oh, you did so well saving," which they did. But they think they're retiring as a millionaire. I said, "Well, you know, it's probably worth about $600,000 to you." They go, "What?" I go, "Yeah, it's a fake number that you're looking at. Nobody touches that $1 million. Nobody touches that $1 million. If you think that isn't, you want to say, "Craig, I have an argument for you. Yes, you have somebody, blah, blah, blah," give me a call, 631-393-2888. But the fact of the matter is, the only way you could take that money out of that retirement plan, any way that you do it, is going to be taxable.
There's a lot of moving pieces when it comes to retirement too. And again, a lot of that is, like you said before, you had the phone call last night. Can I retire? And am I going to be okay? And these are the ideas that you're bringing up about having that partner on the IRA. Maybe something you're listening and you never really thought of that before. So you're working so hard. You're going to work every day, socking away money in your employer-sponsored plan, or even putting money in a traditional IRA account. And you never thought that one day, oh, when I take that money out, it's going to be taxed. How much money is that really coming to me each month? will I have enough to pay my mortgage? If your mortgage is paid off, will I have enough to pay my taxes, especially here on Long Island? If you're listening and you want a second opinion and you need advice, you need to give our office a call, 631-393-2888. Even if it's just a general conversation, we don't bite. The office is very nice. You could come in, have a cup of coffee, and have a great conversation with Craig. And you're listening to our voices every Saturday at 10. You know, put a face to who we are. Go to our website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. You'll see a picture of Craig. You'll see a picture of me. You'll see all of our past radio shows up there, all of the articles he's been quoted in. So you can go to longislandinvestmentadvisors.com, get a feel of who we are online. But again, the most important thing you could do is, after you see how wonderful we look in our pictures, you could give our office a call, 631-393-2888.
You're speaking for yourself, Jenna. Certainly look up, Jenna. That being said, it's so great to have the opportunity to help people, and we want to help you get a better understanding of your retirement, and an IRA is certainly one of the pillars that we have in terms of helping you. If you're not sure, you don't know if this is right for you, it's not blah, blah, maybe you're not getting good advice, or you read this on the internet, you have some questions, you want to give us a call at 631-393-2888. You know, what is it like when you give us a call? Well, you know, we get a message, or we can pick up the phone that moment, we will. And then we'll just ask a few questions, and then we'll hopefully get your question answered. If it's something that involves more of a deeper search, more of a discovery, then and works for all of us, then we'll have you certainly come in and get on the calendar. The schedule has been busy, so it's we have to carve time to do the radio show, but we're happy to do it because we're getting the message out. It's so important that you give us a call. There's a lot of bad advice out there, and we want to make sure that you feel comfortable coming into the office. So our number again, 631-393-2888. We're located in Melville, 510 Broad Hollow Road. We talked about IRAs, the individual retirement account, and how this is one of the pillars and why it is important, so that even if you don't get a deduction, to put some of this money away for yourself. Well, it's been lovely talking to you about IRAs. Give us a call, 631-393-2888. This is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services, based in Melville.
And I'm Jenna Hudson, vice president of marketing at Craig James Financial Services. And remember,
it's all about retirement.